K-State Nation, what it is, Eddie Greer, host of the Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas, on this Friday night. Yep, jump on the mic, Friday night edition, last Friday in November 29th, 2024, this sort of emergency edition of the podcast, football all the way to track and field later on, coming up in 2025. This is your first time listening to this podcast. Thank you so much once again for stopping by and giving us a listen this weekend on Thanksgiving weekend. Hope everyone enjoying y'all Thanksgiving holiday weekend. I had to work Black Friday, so there you go. Now, and I think that on a personal level, I think that's the first time I've worked on Black Friday in like a decade or so. Something like that. Anyways, that's neither here or there. Subscribe. If you're new, like, subscribe. Hit the alarm bell every time we post content daily, including the weekends, including the holiday, like Thanksgiving and Christmas coming up next month. So we'll be posting that as well. And don't forget, I'll pledge Podbean at the end of this emergency episode of the podcast here. So definitely renew to go do that. If you've been with me throughout the 2024 year, this transition year of EG3, Eddie Greer III, host of this podcast, this K-State podcast, thank you. And I mean, thank you so much for hanging in with me throughout this year from Manhattan to Kansas City, especially your KC fan. Yeah, of course. Kansas State fan in the KC metro area. Thank you so much. It's been a grind. It still is a grind trying to get through the holiday season. But definitely thank you so much for sticking with it. With this podcast, this unique podcast, all things K-State sports. We don't talk about just football and men's basketball. We go all things. We try to touch on everything K-State sports at K-State University in Manhattan, Kansas. All right. Reason why I'm back on here. this is a terrible time. And I get course. Yep. I'm recording this right before senior night. With K-State Women's Volleyball, Aaliyah Carter's final game as a K-Stater along with Izzy Swieski and others. The seniors look to go out against BYU here in a little bit. But Jace Brown, I saw this on Instagram. Our friends, 785 Sports, shout out to you guys. I really like them. I haven't interacted with them much, but I enjoy what they post. Put this out, and I did see this. I saw this first on their account on Instagram. Jace Brown. Gonna hit the transfer portal. Seriously? Are you serious? Yeah, Jace Brown. Who emerged at this time last year. Emerged as the number one wideout for Avery Johnson. This is Avery Johnson's roommate. Gonna hit the transfer portal. And now the Instagram. Now I'm gonna pull this up right when I'm gonna say it. Hang on a second here. While I'm doing them, try to do two things at one time here. Yeah, Jace Brown, right? He emerged last year as the number one guy, and this is Avery Johnson's roommate, your number one guy. Thinking, well, we got a bright future here. Jace Brown. Yeah, I got it right here. This was towards the end of my Black Friday shift. 39 catches for Jace Brown, entering the transfer portal, and he got this. They got this from College Football Portal. Are you? This comes at a wrong time. You're about to play your other rival, if not the rival in Big 12, Iowa State. Now this is probably gonna come out before the game tomorrow, so be on the lookout for that. But it's unbelievable. Are you serious? Why? This could have waited until after the game. Again, I understand, obviously, all understand by now, like we like it or not, I'm in a camp of, I don't like it, right? The transfer portal. NIL, transfer portal, you can say whatever you want, but for me, my podcast, I got the mic, I gotta say what I want to say. I don't like it. Why are you gonna announce some less than 24 hour, well, just 24 hours before a huge game where you try to play spoiler against Iowa State in form again? I don't know. I don't know how this got out first, but it's crazy. And to a position group that has been very underwhelming since this podcast started. Since going back, what, 5 years ago, something like that now? Crazy stuff, man. Crazy stuff. Chase Brown, at this time last year, was the highest receiver at K-State. Now, whether he said, he tweeted out, I don't know the time frame, but I did see his tweet saying he's focused on Iowa State. this could have waited. This could have waited till after Iowa State. Now you're putting this out there. Did he tell? Now again, this is another whole avenue. Did he tell Avery this? I don't know. I would like to be a fly on the wall with that conversation. How would be so? Man, oh man, Chase Brown. He's made some plays this year, but like everybody else, I mean, lately it's been Dante Cephas and Trey Spivey getting in the mix. It was all Dante Cephas and Trey Spivey against Cincinnati. Didn't really hear a heap from Chase Brown. Maybe twice somewhere in there. I mean, he's still getting his catches. But yeah, this comes as a stunning surprise. look, I mean, yeah, your roommate, the eyes of the future on this campus. Are you serious? Going to announce that right before your biggest game? Now again, yeah, no, this is the season overall is a failure because you didn't get to the Big 12 title game. But yeah, you're trying to play spoiler, and this comes out. I'm not a fan of this whatsoever, and to a position group that has been really underwhelming. That's the nicest thing I'm going to say right now, because you follow this podcast, between myself and my co-host Alex Aiden, this group has been bad. to say this again, I might be underwhelming that, but it is frustrating. So this is the news. This is why the emergency podcast. This is why I hopped back on here. So this is really spicy. This is gonna get. I'm anxious to see how this is gonna shake out on the field tomorrow. You gotta go play in this cold weather. It's supposed to be what, in the 20s, maybe in the teens. Supposed to be snow, something like that, up in Ames, Iowa, Farmageddon, where you're trying to get some revenge against a team that embarrassed you last year. I know the score looked like close to what it is, but Iowa State put it on you last year, and you come out with this literally a day before the game. Yeah, this is where we're in, folks. K-State, this is where we're in, folks. So yeah, I should pull up the stats overall on Chase Brown. Yeah, Chase Brown was the high. We were singing high praises of the kid, and yeah, best wishes to him for whatever he decides. But is he making a mistake? I don't know, but let me see if I can pull up his stats real quick. This is the Pro Project Podcast, all things Kansas State sports. Eddie Greer here for this emergency podcast episode here. So I do have it up here. Chase Brown, sophomore from Fort Walton Beach, Florida, 39 catches this year, a shade under 700 yards, 657 yards, 3 touchdowns. Averaging 16, just over 16 yards per catch right there as well. So, man, oh, man, I tell you, boy. And then I'm going to go back to last season where he caught 27 catches, 437 yards. And again, 3 touchdowns last year as well. And just about the same, the numbers about the same, 16 yards per tote. Yeah, he's 200, almost 200 less. Wait a minute. 200 more, actually. Just 200 plus more yards and 12 more catches. Because he really emerged last year as the go-to guy. Now, again, I don't know what's up. Is it, hey, I'm going to put it out there. Avery, I don't know. Is it? Like, I haven't seen anything that changes on the field. Now, again, I just mentioned Dante Cephas, who was nowhere to be found. Some 8 games. now he's got himself in the act. I don't know. Was he in a doghouse or whatnot? Is Chase Brown in a dog? Was he in a doghouse? I don't know. I don't know that Trey Spivey all talk around him right now. Rightfully so. So I don't know. I just don't know. And look, Chase Brown will stick around. You still get to some playing time. It's you. I don't know what year Cephas is. off the top of my head, and Trey Spivey. Who else there? Let's not forget about Sterling Lockett. He's been there. I feel like Sterling Lockett's been there forever, and he didn't even step on the field. Now, he's been there on punt returns. Other than that, I ain't seen him. Right? Who else? I know I'm leaving out somebody else. Keegan Johnson. I think he's a junior somewhere. He might be a senior, maybe. I don't know about that. So, there's that. But when you're talking about the tight ends doing more work than the wide receivers, something wrong. And obviously, the tight ends been catching a lot of touchdown passes this year. That's something I need to look up. See if the tight ends between Oakley, Lofton, Swanson. Oh, gosh. I know I'm leaving somebody out. I know I'm leaving one more tight end out of the equation. I'm sorry about that, but that's how I believe for right now. See how tight ends are more getting more touchdowns than receivers. So that's some, I know it was some number of some 15 touchdowns, something like that for the tight ends, something like that. But look at us throwing some numbers around this podcast. But this is the Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State. Chase Brown and hit the transfer portal, according to 785. They got this from the College Transfer Portal website or something, and Derek Young also tweeted out something in relation to that as well. Derek Young, who does the 3-Mile Pod and is KSO. So, yeah, this is stunning. This is stunning to me right before the final game of the season. This could have waited until like Monday or something to announce that. I would understand that. But I would still be shocked, but I would understand it. But to let this, excuse me, come out right before Iowa State. I'm not a big fan of this at all. So, about the announcement. Now, what if you do, whether it's Chase Brown or Will Howard, last year Will Howard, any of that stuff, that's fine. I can't control what you're supposed to be doing. Do what you got to do. That's fine. But to announce this, this doesn't make any kind of sense. I'm bullied against it. This is my deal there on that one. Will Jace Brown see the field? Gotta find out. Tune the Fox to find out. We'll see how this all is gonna shake out. He said he's focused on Iowa State. He tweeted that out today. But to put this out, did this leak out? That this is very, 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 this is not good. So we'll see what happens. Avery, this is Avery's roommate, Avery Johnson, the QB1 quarterback at Kansas State. So this will come out before the game. So we had to hop on here to get our takes on it. So we'll see about that. But we'll have Alex on next week for sure over in the Podbean at Podbean, Greer 3A's podcast. That is Greer 3. A's podcast, GRIER number 3, EDID apostrophe S podcast. So we'll have a fresh episode for y'all on that. So go ahead and make sure you download that as well and check out the latest episodes over on that channel. Myself and Alex Aiden over there. And with the season being over, really, with volleyball will wrap up this week and football, regular season anyways, we'll probably have Alex on to just talk about football and men's basketball. And then we'll do a solo episode on women's sports as well. So we'll get that all figured out for next week as well. But Chase Brown, out of the news portal, will hit the transfer portal, according to Chase Brown. God in this news, 785 Sports tweeted in Instagram this out a few hours ago. And so a huge distraction ahead of Iowa State, the Pro Project Podcast, all things case and sports, you can get it. We're a podcast that's found free and available daily, including the weekends and holidays, wherever you get your favorite K-State podcast. Let's go wrap this up on this emergency edition of the Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Alex Aiden out there in Santa California, Eddie Greer here in cold Kansas City, Missouri, and we're supposed to get snow tomorrow morning, so we'll see how that all shakes out. Another episode of the Pro Project Podcast, this Wildcat episode or podcast, is in the books. We'll be talking to y'all throughout the rest is Thanksgiving holiday weekend. Go Cats!